Our last king, whose image even but now appeared to us, was, as you know, by Fortinbra of Norway, thereto pricked on by a most amulet pride, dared to the combat, in which our valiant Hamlet, for so this side of our known world esteemed him, did slay this Fortinbra, who by a sealed compact, well ratified by law and heraldry, did forfeit with his life all those lands which he stood seized of to the conqueror, against the which a moiety competent was gaged by our king, which had returned to the inheritance of Fortinbra, had he been vanquisher, as by the same command and carriage of the article designed, his fell to Hamlet. Now, sir, young Fortinbra, of unimproved metal hot and full, hath in the skirts of Norway here and there sharked up a list of lawless resolutes for food and diet to some enterprise that hath a stomach in't, which is no other, as it doth well appear unto our state, but to recover us, by strong hand and terms compulsory, those foresaid lands so by his father lost. And this, I take it, is the main motive of our preparations, the source of this our watch, and the chief head of this post-haste and rummage of the land.
I think it be no other but e'en so. Well may it sort that this portentous figure comes armoured through our watch so like the king that was, and is the question of these wars.
A mote it is to trouble in the mind's eye. In the most high and palmy state of Rome, a little ere the mightiest Julius fell, the grave stood tenantless, and the sheeted dead did squeak and gibber in the Roman streets, as stars with trains of fire and dews of blood, disasters in the sun, and the moist star, upon whose influence Neptune's empire stands, was sick almost to doomsday with eclipse. And even the like precurse of feared events, as harbingers preceding still the fates and prologue to the omen coming on, hath heaven and earth together demonstrated unto our climatures and countrymen. But soft! Behold! Lo, where it comes! Again! I'll cross it, though it blast me. Say, illusion! If thou hast any sound or use of voice, speak to me. If there be any good thing to be done that may to thee do ease and grace to me, speak to me. If thou art privy to thy country's fate, which happily foreknowing may avoid, oh, speak! Or if thou hast abhorred in thy life extorted treasure in the womb of earth for which they say you spirits oft walk in death, speak of it. Stay and speak. Stop it, Marcellus.
Shall I strike it with my partisan?
Do it if it will not stand.
Tis here.
Tis here.
Tis gone. We do it wrong, being so majestical, to offer it the show of violence, for it is as the air, invulnerable, and our vain blows malicious mockery.
It was about to speak when the cock crew.
And then it started like a guilty thing upon a fearful summons. I have heard the cock, that is the trumpet of the morn, doth with his lofty and shrill-sounding throat awake the god of day, and at his warning, whether in sea or fire, in earth or air, the extravagant and erring spirit hies to his confine, and of the truth herein this present object made probation.
It faded on the crowing of the cock. Some say that ever against that season comes wherein our Saviour's birth is celebrated, this bird of dawning singeth all night long. And then, they say, no spirit dare stir abroad. The nights are wholesome. Then no planets strike, no fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious is that time.
So have I heard, and do in part believe it. But look, the morn in russet mantle clad walks o'er the dew of yon high eastward hill. Break we our watch up, and by my advice, let us impart what we have seen tonight unto young Hamlet. For upon my life, this spirit, dumb to us, will speak to him. Do you consent we shall acquaint him with it, as needful in our loves, fitting our duty?
Let's do't, I pray, and I this morning know where we shall find him most convenient.